Welcome, 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 party people. Hey, I don't know if you've heard lately, but the headlines are, and by the way, headlines are just always so reliable. The headlines have, they've claimed it. Real estate is dead. All realtors are shady dirtbags. They've all been caught red-handed with their hands in the pockets of the American people. Shame, shame, shame. What a quagmire we are living in, where you can take a tiny fraction of a legal document, make your own random interpretation of it, throw it on as a headline on national media, and then everybody just copies each other's headlines. And the American homeowner thinks maybe they've won and probably gets penalized in a massive way. That's what we'll be talking about today, among many other things. A lot of people don't care, but they will care later. A lot of people are completely up in arms that the National Association of Realtors has preliminarily agreed to pay over $400 million over 4 years in a settlement, not an admission of guilt, but a settlement about making some adjustments to the way realtor compensation works. So obviously I'm biased, but I think I do a pretty good job of seeing both sides of an issue. We're going to talk about that quite a bit today. We'll also talk about what's going on in Dallas-Fort Worth real estate and quite a few other things. Lots to get to. If you have questions or comments, 214-310-0008. You can call or text 214-310-0008 or anytime, day or night, online at
thatreminderteam.com.
This first segment, as always, is brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his team over at Cardinal Financial. You can go to patrickgleros.com where you can start an application directly on his website. You can give him a call at 972-728-3420. Again, we told you last week about something cool that Patrick kind of announced. If you're a
first-time homebuyer, you might be fired up about this.
Yeah, so Patrick sent me a message and he just said, hey, just so you know, we have a new program for first-time buyers that we are one of the only lenders able to access as part of a pilot group with Fannie Mae. Here's what it gives you. It gives you gives the buyer a $6,500 grant that does not have to be repaid.
Hold on. What now about the repayment?
It does not have to be repaid.
Like it.
Capitalized, underlined, twice. Mm-hmm. Does not have to be repaid, along with a $500 credit towards appraisal.
Like it.
And another $500 towards home warranty.
Like that.
And all of this is based on where you currently live, not on where you're buying. And there are no limits on their income.
No limits on income. So if you're a first-time homebuyer, you need to reach out right now, patrickgleros.com. If you're not a first-time homebuyer and you're thinking about buying or refinancing or making a move at all, you should also reach out to Patrick Gleros, patrickgleros.com.
NMLS number 308804.
Just nailed it.
I know. Always do. 99% of the time.
It's a real gift. It's a real gift.
Hey, I want to kick us off with kind of the one of the biggest stories that's been around, especially in our industry, that I can remember, right? So the NAR settlement was announced. It's not been, like, approved because that doesn't go in front of a judge until, I think, June, July time. But what does the NAR settlement mean? And we've talked about it a lot this week on the team.
Well, here, first of all, I'm angry. So let me just preface it. I don't get angry much, but I'm like throw stuff around the office mad. Haven't yet thrown anything, but you know, fair warning. Not a big thrower of things, but I'm fired up.
Duly noted.
Here's what we've got. Most people don't care. The people that do care are really fired up, but I'm finding most of them are fired up about the wrong things. Ultimately, this is going to be relevant to the vast majority of home buyers, home sellers, and homeowners, because I do believe this has the potential to have significant impact on the value of homes and what you may or may not pay a real estate agent. So there's a lot going on here. We don't have time to get into every single detail of the, you know, decades-long history of people's frustration with realtors and realtors' frustrations with each other and all the things. What has happened over the last year or so is that there have been class action lawsuits against the National Association of Realtors, which is the one of the largest professional associations on the planet. And it is a group that the vast majority of real estate licensees and salespeople are a member of. Now, I'm trying to simplify this as much as possible. The lawsuits have generally surrounded the idea that consumers were not always really clear on who pays who and how. And sometimes the argument was made that the consumer wasn't clear on how much they were actually paying. I have a hard time with that one, but obviously, you know, I'm not in every living room filling out every document. I, you know, clearly with that, with million plus real estate agents, you know, some people are doing some things wrong. So NAR has entered into a settlement agreement with a bunch of different people that gathered together to sue them. This is an oversimplified way of saying it. And they've only agreed to a couple of things. They have admitted no guilt and said, we stand by the practices of our trade association and the vast majority of our members. But in an effort to clean up and clarify and simplify the industry and to move forward, you know, on better footing with consumers, we're going to settle this thing and move forward. And what they've agreed to in layman's terms is to no longer allow inside realtor databases, often referred to as MLSs, multiple listing systems where lots of different agents can put their homes for sale in there. No longer allow inside the MLS database the company that's representing the seller to offer compensation to any and all buyer representatives or buyer sides of the transaction. So basically, inside that technology, the ability to offer compensation universally is no longer going to be there. If the settlement is approved, and if it is approved, that will happen sometime by midsummer, mid-July-ish. Okay, they agreed to one or two other things. They also agreed that compensation can absolutely still be offered outside of the MLS and cannot be restricted in any way. The goal there is just to create more open clarity and communication and more negotiability. Like buyers and sellers can negotiate whatever with whichever agent. Agents aren't required to do any one thing with compensation. There's a Sherman Antitrust Act that says you can't fix prices, meaning you can't all get together and charge the same thing. That was also part of these lawsuits, is that the argument was that a lot of the big brokerages were doing that. Now, there's not much evidence of like very hyper-specific examples of that. I don't know that there's any evidence. I'm not a party to this deal. I'm a member of the National Association of Realtors. The point is, their argument was that a lot of the bigger brokerages act the same way and have a vested interest for fees to be higher. Okay? So, you know, whatever. That's what was being stated. So, not having a universal offer of compensation inside that realtor database, the intent is that the consumer is going to participate more in talking to their agent about, what do you charge? What do I get for that? What are all my options? And then they also agreed that they will require agents who represent buyers to sign representation agreements with their buyers. Now, here in the state of Texas, the state and local associations have been urging agents to do that, and Texas has had those representation documents forever, urging agents to do that. There are agents on our team, for example, have never, ever, ever, ever worked with a buyer and not signed a representation agreement. That's just been our standard for decades. And we're not the only ones. We are some of the only ones, because it was easier not to do that. But that's what the settlement proposal is, hey, we will not offer that compensation inside the MLS. We will require agents to have signed representation agreements with their buyers, like most have had with their sellers for a long time, and we'll pay this huge settlement over the next 4 years. Now, I want to add one thing. NAR has said, we are not admitting any wrongdoing, but we're going to pay to settle this because all these lawsuits are cropping up in every state all over the place. And in an effort to wipe them all out, and move forward, they're going to pay the settlement. That settlement has not yet been approved. If it is approved, I think it will have some positive impact on the industry and some really negative impact on the industry.
So let's get into what you think those things will be, both positive and negative. But to be clear, the form that we're talking about, the buyer representation agreement that we've had everybody sign forever on our team,
ever,
has been around for a long, long time.
This is not new. In the state of Texas, every state is different. There are some states that their laws are so different, they don't even have the same type of representation.
But
that
for
we,
us here in yes. Texas, where we live, where we work, this has been around.
If you live in Dallas, Fort Worth, or you're thinking about moving here and you're catching us live or on the podcast, you need to know that our state and local associations have been literally urging, please, we made the document for you, please use this. The settlement is saying that from a national level down, they're going to require it. And to be honest, I don't know how they're going to do that. I'm sure they'll figure it out because they have to. But I don't know how. Because you've got over 1 million agents running around all over the place. Honestly, sadly, you hear me talk about it every week here. Part-time, not fully committed, not a true expert. And I'm not picking on any one person. That's just the nature of our industry, which, by the way, is why you have the vast discrepancy in how people do things, because different brokers, different towns, different cities, different, you know, training, preparedness. I think what we do matters at a massive level, but sadly, the vast majority of agents aren't as prepared as they should be. You compare to, you know, accounting or medicine or legal, but, and I'll admit this, those industries, people go get master's degrees and go to medical school or study for the LSAT or the MCAT or the CPA exam. And while we do have the real estate license exam and broker's exam, it's nowhere near the level, which is why on our team, we require massively more training, and we actually train agents all over the country. But I do think there will be some good that comes from this. Your question about what do I think may come from it, it's very early. And again, this isn't even officially approved yet. But here's a few things that I think DFW homeowners and soon-to-be homeowners should be thinking about. Up until now, the cost of a real estate agent for most people has kind of been built into the cost of a house. So as homes sell and people typically pay an agent, what's recorded is, okay, that home sold for $500,000. It's not necessarily recorded and then they paid for carpet cleaning and for a real estate agent and for title insurance and for wood rot repair and all those things. There's an argument to be made that that's good. There's an argument to be made that that's bad. I can be unbiased here. The reason it is good is most people, certainly people with homes that are a big piece of their financial picture, most people do want a highly capable professional to lead and guide and advocate for them throughout that process. It doesn't mean that they want to overpay for that, but it does mean that they see the value of that. Our clients regularly, all day, every day, see a heightened value, just like you would with an attorney that's been doing it for a long time, that's better than a brand new attorney that's still figuring out their systems, or an accountant that works at a retail center that's only open for 3 months a year during tax season versus a big CPA firm that has, you know, professional partner level experts. I'm not making fun of or dogging any individual, but there's obvious room for some agents to be worth a tremendous fee and some to be not. The threat here right now, though, is that the media is having a heyday with this, and they're saying realtors can't charge fees anymore. They've just been cut in half. You know, they got caught taking advantage. And it's just so frustrating because it lumps everybody in together and it totally misunderstands what's happening. There is no set fee in real estate. And the National Association has been very clear about that forever and ever and ever. It doesn't mean that there aren't norms in certain marketplaces, but we represent and train agents all over the country. And there are different norms in different markets. So I'll stop for now. Maybe we'll circle back to some very specific potential outcomes. But I'm fired up, folks.
Let me tell you about DP Lambert and his team over at Goosehead Insurance. I had to reach out to DP recently. I got my notification that my auto insurance was going to auto-renew. Mm-hmm. And they were going to increase the price from 370 a month to 520 a month. Pretty big. So I reached out to DP. It was funny because I texted him at like 8:45 in the morning and he goes, hey, let me get back to you later today. You're the 10th person that's already reached out to me this morning. Mm-hmm. So he did. He got back to me later that day and we talked through a few things. And then what he did was he got me the same was what I was needing. He got me exactly what I needed mm-hmm. for 320 a month. So he got it cheaper than what I was paying.
Cheaper than you were paying before.
Yeah.
And avoided the massive increase on everything.
Yeah, like it would have been $200 more almost. So
nice.
That's what he does. That's what his team does. They take care of all of their clients. They do it at a really high level. He was just so quick to get back to me and talk me through everything. Reach out to DP, dp.lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T at goosehead.com. dp.lambert at goosehead.com. You can even give him a call, 214-614-8595. And if you forget any of the vendors and pros that we talk about, just go to todtremontyteam.com, click the radio tab, and you will find everybody right there.
I just want to make a quick comment here because a lot of people listening do not want to talk about a court settlement. They want to talk about what does this mean for me? Why should I care? The reason I think people should care is because national media outlets are unbelievably irresponsibly reporting things that A, haven't happened yet, B, are not even what would happen if approved, and C, they're reporting their own opinion, their own interpretation of what might happen next. Now, they're doing that because it's attention getting, but I don't think it's good journalism. I don't think the facts are being reported, and I don't think both sides are being given an opportunity to explain why and what's happening. It's easy to not like realtors. To be honest, I don't like the real estate industry. And I think the average real estate agent is not very good at their job. So I'm not upset with anyone that wants the real estate industry to improve. I've been working my rear end off for 20 plus years to help our industry improve and encourage people to be full-time and fully committed. If you're looking for an agent that is all in on that, that is committed to delivering world-class value, that is not getting a real estate license to take advantage of a ride of a cycle and make some easy money to, you know, go to the buffets and the lunches and wear the pin and hope to make a bunch of money helping just a few friends out. If you're looking for somebody that's full-time, fully dedicated, growing and learning every single day, committed to excellence and delivering world-class value, you're not going to find a better crew than the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. I've handpicked every single one of these people. Ian and I are personally training them day in and day out and committed to their success, which is your success. You can go to toddtremontiteam.com. If you're thinking about selling a house, we guarantee to sell your home over the average price and in under the average time. What that means is when you look around to other people selling similar houses, similar area, similar time, the difference is the real estate professional. You're going to get more money for your house faster. And if you're buying, we guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the process of purchasing your house, even in a competitive seller's market. You can go to toddtremontiteam.com. You can Google our name and read reviews from people that have appreciated our value and our speed and our relational ability and the fun we have. Or you can call or text right now, 214-310-0008. We can jump on the phone. We can do a quick Zoom consultation. We call that a free strategy session. No charge, no commitment required. Answer your questions, get a game plan and a strategy going. Whether you're ready to buy or sell now or next year or 5 years from now, we can help you get a game plan going. Or you can always go online to
ThatRemindyTeam.com.
Hey, why don't you tell the folks about PMR Roofing?
Listen, PMR Roofing is quality roofing. They're just good people and they do good roofing. And that's really all you need to know. Go to PMRRoofing.com if you have any roofing needs whatsoever. If you think you might have got a little hail over the last couple of weeks, there was some hail in the area. If you've gotten some heavy wind, if the crazy amount of rain we've had recently is causing you to think you might have a leak, or if you don't know for sure that you don't have any of that going on, go to PMRRoofing.com. Ask for our buddy Jordan, PMRRoofing.com.
I think one of the things that people should feel positively about how it could impact them in a good way is that with everything that's going on, I think our industry is going to lose a lot of people that just don't do this well. and don't have a desire to like do this at a really high level.
Yeah, let me jump in. I'm fired up. Okay, so maybe I sound negative or angry. I am not negative or angry at all. I am really fired up about the opportunity for the industry to clean up a little bit and for our, to be brutally honest, for the DFW residents who have access to the incredible members of our team. For people that get to work with John and Jeremy and David and Jason and Grady and Gibson and Mari and all the incredible team and staff and marketing crew that we have here. I'm thrilled for the people of Dallas-Fort Worth. Look, I'm not going to badmouth any company or any individual agent, but there are obviously lots and lots and lots of people in the real estate business that are not all in. They're not fully committed. They're not full-time. They're not growing and learning and staying current with changes and marketplace and interest rates and national association, state association, Department of Justice litigation and all these things. Most people don't care about that until it comes down to what's in it for them. The single most important decision you could make to protect your real estate, to protect your home equity, to make a great purchase is to choose an incredible person to lead and guide you through that. And our industry should be getting better right now. Whether that means a lot of people are going to leave the business that are not the best of the best, or the people that stick around are now required to be better at what they do. I think all those things are good for the consumer. What I'm so fired up about and what I think is bad is the misleading interpretation of what's really happening by the media. Now, you know, I'm not losing any sleep over it. I'm not going to run around town screaming fake news all day long. I'm just going to say, when you need information about real estate, I want you to go to a trusted, full-time, fully dedicated, local real estate professional. If you don't already have somebody that you would trust with your finances and your family's future, reach out to us, toddtremonteteam.com. 214-310-0008. You can speak with the English wonder himself.
Yep.
The Yanni Donny.
Mm-hmm.
The soothing tones of a Middlesbrough fan.
Yep.
And English native, American citizen, fantastic all around gentleman.
Oh, thank you.
214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. And you can just say, hey, we were thinking about buying or selling. What's changed? Hey, we're thinking about buying or selling. What's the opportunity here? Is now a good time? Should we wait? Should we move now? My short answer is, if you're buying, I'd buy as fast as humanly possible if you and your family and your finances are ready. If you're selling, you know, I would probably get on it now anyway, but you can be a little bit more flexible. But I would want to have sold by the time the second or third week of July has rolled around, just based on all the things happening in our local economy, our world, our country, our industry. I try to buy right away and try to sell fairly quickly, a little more urgency on the buy side. But if you and your family and your finances aren't ready yet, please don't let the marketplace urge you to do something in, you know, poor for your family. Reach out to us. We'll talk about a timeline. 214-310-0008.
Google Todd Tremonte and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
Welcome back. Welcome back, party people. Welcome back to the show. Hey, I'm a little fired up here, a little hot in the first half, and it's okay. It's okay that I'm trying to be careful about what I'm saying here, people. It's okay that I want to take the headline of the newspaper, rip it into 1,000 pieces, light it on fire, and then yell at it a little bit more. The reason is not, by the way, that my sensitive little feeling is hurt. It's that it's bad for the people who are intended to read it or watch it or listen to it. I've listened to a couple of podcasts. I've been on some live Zoom meetings. I've read probably a 100,000 words all on how the National Association of Realtors settlement is going to impact the consumer. And I'm confident, and I know what I'm talking about here, I'm confident that the vast majority of people trying to interpret this thing have no idea what they're talking about.
It's fair.
It's so frustrating because we are going to be fine. The Todd Tremonte Home Selling Team has been built for 20 plus years to offer unique value to home buyers and sellers, to not be the typical real estate agent running around begging for business, opening up doors without paperwork, without a value proposition, without a marketing system, without a buyer system. The things that the National Association of Realtors are being sued for right now is because the public wants them to do things that we've been doing for 20-something years. So we will be fine. I'm actually excited that consumers will start to look for more value from their agents because we're in a position to be leaders of the pack, which we've been for a long, long time, but even more so. What makes me angry is that consumers are being told something will happen that is not what is likely to happen. They're being told something has already been committed to that is not what's been committed to. So there are headlines out there that have got me so fired up. We don't have time to talk about all of them, but one of them, and I've seen a lot of people use it, is basically like saying, this is the end of the 6% commission. I want to say a couple things really quickly about that. Number one.
Well, I want to give you the full headline.
Okay. He wants to see me throw something officially.
The 6% commission on buying or selling a home is gone after Realtors Association agrees to seismic settlement.
Seismic settlement does have a nice ring to it. That was decent writing. The rest of that is an absolute joke. All right, so here's the thing. There has never been a standard commission. There is no set commission for anything. All commissions are negotiable and not set by law is like the most common phrase out of responsible real estate agents and the National Association. Now, I'm not the National Association's biggest defender. I've got my own beef with them, but they do advocate for homeowners and have done so more so than anyone or any other organization on the planet. So people ought to be careful completely vilifying them. When governments and entities try to raise taxes or transfer taxes on homeownership and things like that, the National Association of Realtors has done more for homeowners than anyone or anything that I've ever come across. And I've been doing this 20 plus years. At the end of the day, the point is this. Commissions have always been negotiable, but there has been a general assumption in most communities that everyone sort of charges the same and sort of does the same. There's a lot of responsibility on the consumer there because if they are signing agreements, those agreements almost always are written by a team of attorneys to advocate for the consumer, and they need to understand what they're signing. Our agents explain them page by page, paragraph by paragraph, sometimes word for word. Other people should be doing that as well. But the point is this. Agents can still offer to a service at the same fee they offered it before. Nothing about this potential settlement has changed what agents can or should charge. It's offered how, it's changed how they would offer it if it's approved. It's changed where they would offer it if it's approved. But my recommendation, until something further changes, is that most sellers don't change what they were going to do or what they've done in the past much at all. You should always have a conversation with your real estate agent. What do you charge? What do you do for that? What's my likely outcome? When do I pay you or not have to pay you? And the biggest change here is that a lot of people want buyers to pay their own buyer's agent and sellers to pay their own listing agent. That's the biggest supposed seismic shift. Because of that, these people are now, these people being writers and talk shows and things like that, are saying that the old way of commission is dead. It is not dead. What has been proposed is that we change the method in which commissions are offered. They could be offered the exact same way they always were. It could be done at 6%, 3%, 29%, $500, $800, 1% plus $100 up front, at the end, in the middle, installments. All of that is still legal and negotiable and up for opportunity. Buyers and sellers ought to think about what they need, what they want, and find a full-time, fully dedicated real estate agent or team to lead and guide them through the process. Last quick thought on that is simply that, you know, cheaper is rarely better, but people need to understand what they are getting for their fees. Now, separate thought, something that this settlement has not figured out yet, and honestly, I think the attorneys who got overzealous about such a big settlement didn't care about, and I'm not accusing these people of anything. I just don't think it was a key piece of this discussion, is the groups of people that will most likely be harmed by this. And those groups would be veterans, first-time buyers or entry-level price point buyers, probably seniors, and I'll be careful calling out any certain groups, but the point of matter here is if buyers are now responsible for paying their own agents out of pocket, and they were already having a very difficult time coming up with enough money to pay for down payments or inspections or whatever the cost of buying a home is, they're either a lot less able to buy homes or a lot less able to have a real estate agent. Now, look what problem we're pointing towards now. The seller has an agent, full-time professional who specializes in negotiating and operating these transactions. The buyer who's served our country or who's trying to get into the world of real estate and build wealth and provide a stable home for their family, or seniors or a bunch of other potential groups that could be harmed by this, don't have representation. They enter into a transaction and they get absolutely obliterated because that agent's job, they have a responsibility to do what's best for the seller, not the buyer. That's the right thing to do there. It's going to put a ton of buyers either out of the ability to buy, or because veterans have these benefits, they're not supposed to bring money into a transaction. They're not supposed to pay these fees. Now they're being told you, in theory, have to pay your own agent. So we're going to have to figure some of this out. Otherwise, as it's stated right now, if this is approved, those groups are likely, and I'm not going to say going to, because I'm going to bring some humility to this, which a lot of these headline writers aren't. These groups are likely to be massively and significantly harmed by that. And if many of those groups are harmed, then the entire real estate market is in, it could be, I don't think will be, but could be in big, big trouble.
Yep. This first segment was brought to you by Patrick Galeros and his team at Cardinal Financial. If you're looking to get a mortgage, refinance, maybe you're looking for a secondary property, maybe you're a first-time home buyer, they can take advantage of that amazing offer that Patrick is able to do right now.
Really
cool. Go to patrickgaleros.com. You can fill an application, start an application, just reach out to him right there on his website. You can give him a call at 972-728-3420, NMLS number 308804, and as my friend Grady Dill likes to say, come and get right with Patrick Galeros.
Come and get right, patricklaros.com. All right, I got a couple things to say. Number one, for now, is if everything we talked about in the first half of the show and the opening part of this segment is annoying and confusing to you, but you have questions about what the heck is happening with real estate and if you should buy or sell right now, just call us. We'll walk you through it. We'll answer your questions. We'll probably suggest some questions you may not even be asking yet. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. You can just Google Todd Tremonti. You can go to toddtremontiteam.com. You can search all houses, find out what your house is worth, get a cash offer, track your equity. All that stuff is completely free at toddtremontiteam.com. The other thing is Patrick Galeros has a very cool offer where he has unique access. Most lenders don't. It's a pilot program for a grant that you don't have to pay back for first-time home buyers. But just the other night during the State of the Union address, President Biden proposed, these are also not finalized, but proposed some credits, some incentives for home buyers. Ever seen anything like that before, Ian?
Maybe.
Anyone ever seen the government go, hey, we'd like to inject ourselves into the real estate market? It always goes so well.
Yeah.
But Biden talked about two different $10,000 incentives, tax credits, technically speaking, incentives to get, try to make buying a home more affordable is the way I'll say that. Let me just say this. It amazes me how history repeats itself sometimes, but I do understand the intent of it. I don't think it's likely to achieve what, at least what its stated intent is, which is to help first-time home buyers or entry-level people. One of them is to help someone who already has a home upgrade to a nicer home. But I don't think it's probably likely to motivate somebody to buy that wasn't already going to buy. So I think it's going to end up helping people that are already in the market and probably not get enough people over the hump that weren't already going to buy. But it's not even approved yet. These are proposals. It's an election year. But just know that's part of the conversation right now. I absolutely wouldn't wait on any of those. I would reach out to Glaros, but I would not wait on a presidential tax credit. I think if they happen, you can still get them. But it's wild what's happening in real estate right now.
It's been a pretty heavy show so far. So I'm going to lighten the mood just a little bit for just a couple minutes, okay?
We'll get my sound effects
just
ready.
Just a couple Hold minutes. On. We're going to lighten the mood.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready? Okay. We're going to play a little Stump Todd game. Here's what I've done.
By the way, last time was so fair. I can't here's wait
what
for
I,
this
hey,
one.
Hey, here's what I've done. I'm going to hey, this one's on you, okay? This is all up to you. I Googled real estate trivia for quizzes, okay? And I've got a website here that is 156 real estate trivia questions ranked from easiest to hardest. So number one is the easiest, number 156 is the hardest.
Name another human that would allow themselves to be set up for humiliation on their own radio show.
Pick the number that you want. If you want easy, if you want hard. But here's the deal. Not all the questions that I've seen on here are anything to do with real estate whatsoever.
Right.
So,
yay, go internet. But all right. What's easy? One or 100? One's easiest.
156 is the hardest.
156 is the hardest.
And you can go anywhere. You can go any number you want.
Courtney, you want to guess where I want to go with this?
100%. 156, let's go!
We'll take 156, Alex.
Okay, number 156. Well, actually, it's only 155.
155, Alex. Had a Courtney, says, yes or no has to anything to do with real estate. Quick, guess.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you're going to get this. This is easy.
Well.
All right. A blank of title is like a timeline of or history of a property's ownership. It's a key document for verifying who owns something like a house or a car.
Okay. There's about 8 words that could work here. And you're such a stickler.
There's only one answer that they've given me.
Well, the word that people use in the industry is a chain or a certificate or a deed. That all those things would mean the same thing here.
That's 3 answers. Which one would you like to go with?
I would say chain.
You got it right. Oh! Hey, good job.
So we took hardest right out of the gate, and Ian immediately goes, oh, dang it. He's going to get it. This one's easy. So, you know, that's the kind of operation we run around here.
There's a number of these that were, you know, real estate.
That's just the level that the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team operates.
I'll give you one more. Number 18. What NYC art gallery is housed in a building designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, opened in 1959, shaped like an upside down spiral?
That's you, Courtney. Hold on. Wait.
The Guggenheim.
Nailed it.
The Guggenheim. All right.
Hey, you did great.
I want to be very honest about the fact that I would not have gotten that one.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. I wouldn't have got that one.
That's why he passed it to you, Courtney.
To be clear, not real estate related. Oh, Frank Lloyd Wright. It's loose. Yeah. We got architecture.
Yeah.
Still, you know.
There you go.
Not exactly what we do here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team.
Hey, there was a couple of articles. Well timed. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of articles that came out census related about how many people have been moving into and out of Dallas County.
We're going to rename this show like Angry at Headlines.
And that's what we do. And I'm going to leave you and Courtney with that because I've got to run a couple minutes early.
Appreciate you. That's what my sweet, sweet middle child says a lot now. Instead of I love you, it's her bit. She goes, appreciate you. It's pretty cute. So this is an article tied to the census that talks a good bit about people leaving city of Dallas, Dallas County. Go ahead.
More people moved the county than those... More people left than they moved, and it was just a devastating headline.
Yeah, and this data is from like 21 to 22.
Yeah, but I mean, they gotta count it. I mean, so it just came out.
No, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just communicating
all right,
to our
so
it's audience.
Old data.
Well,
but...
It's relevant. It's not that far back. I just want people to know this is calendar year 21. I think 21 to 22 is how it was. I think written. The point I'm making is that actually doesn't surprise me at all. If you're talking about
34,000 residents packed up and left Dallas County.
So Dallas County is the key phrase here, okay? Because you're talking like inner core area Dallas. That doesn't, by the way, I think I'll go so far as to say I live in Dallas County. So it's not like I think I have a negative opinion of Dallas County, but I think most people know that the massive growth is in outlying counties, right? You're talking about, you know, in every direction of Dallas and Fort Worth, especially north of Dallas and west of Fort Worth. And, you know, those are not the only areas of rapid growth. You don't have to email me. But the point is that doesn't shock me. But when you look at the numbers, it is a somewhat startling that you're like, man, did we really net lose total people in a community that everyone thinks of as rapidly, massively growing? If you are in a airport, let's say you're in the Denver airport and you bumped into someone and they said, where are you from? What would you say?
Dallas.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell people where you live, but you live in a community that is not technically Dallas, right? So most people do, right? Maybe you live in Allen, Plano, Weatherford, Benbrook, or whatever. But if you're, and I think a lot of people think about that, like that Dallas, when you say Dallas or DFW, that Dallas is growing like crazy. Even in years where growth is slower, corporations are bringing their headquarters here and people are still growing. But some of those interlying areas, and we're not saying downtown, we're saying closer into the original Dallas and Fort Worth population hubs. We've talked for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on the show, on the podcast, on the YouTube channel about how Frisco is kind of vying as this new massive population hub and how the west side of Fort Worth is really changing sort of the population outlook of Fort Worth. That doesn't shock me. But if you read it and interpret Dallas as the whole thing and said, yeah, we're losing tons of people, I would just challenge the data there. But it is interesting in certain years. Obviously, 2023, we had less overall movement than we did in, you know, late 2020, 2021, early 2022, which is what's interesting about this data, because it was 2 to 3 or 1 to 2. Anyway, all that to say, the census is fascinating.
Yeah. Well, and I think that in the previous census, we were in the black. And so it was like really exciting for Dallas.
Right.
And so this is just like sad news. But like Collin County had 28,000 new people. Tarrant County added 14,000 people. And I just thought it was an interesting conversation from the standpoint of how we're always talking about living on land, moving out, finding more space. And it seems like that's what the numbers are saying.
Yeah. And there's a cool website. It's actually down right now. We'll share it when it's working again. But that shows the movement of people through the census. Really, it's not through the census. It's through the IRS documentation of just like where people are filing their taxes. So it shows you not only where the net, you know, which counties up people or down people, it literally shows you where they're coming from. So, for example, people moving to Collin County, it would tell you 2,900 of them came from Northwest Washington, or the, you know, 1,900 people that left went to these 27, you know, whatever. It's really interesting to see how people move and then start to unpack why. Is it jobs? Is it lifestyle? Is it climate? Is it a certain age of, you know, communities age differently? Really interesting. And occasionally you'll see these like comedic overlays on maps of like who lives where. For example, like South Florida will be like Southern New York because tons of people move from the Northeast in New York in their retirement years or whatever. Or they'll call it snowbirds. Or Arizona will be like laid over as like, you know, the, you know, Midwest retirement years, whatever. The point is, it's really fascinating, the numbers, and then it's even more interesting why.
Yeah, because it, like, the city planners look at these numbers for our infrastructure and like the
way. And they look at like tax revenue and, hey, what do we need for commercial development and city planning and things. So yes, I don't, you talked about it as kind of sad, or I'm trying to remember the word.
Well, that's the headline said it's depressing.
Right. I don't read it that way.
I don't either.
I watched exactly what you said. There's cycles and there's movement to this. And we're in one of those cycles where, because of some remote work and because of just kind of the absolute barrage of heavy life stuff since at least COVID, has people valuing different things more. And they're moving out a little farther and they're getting a little bit more land. And we absolutely love to help people buy and sell homes on land. And when we say homes on land, we typically mean big backyards, big lots, you know, half an acre to 10 acres-ish. And if you're thinking about doing that, if you want some of that peace, if you want some of that room to play and room to have some privacy and all those things, call us right now. 214-310-0008. If you're thinking about selling a property like that or buying or selling a home in the most desirable neighborhoods in DFW, just the places that people really want to live, we guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. Regardless of the craziness of the market, we guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. More than your neighbors, faster than your neighbors. We also guarantee to save you at least $5,000, at least, throughout the purchase process of buying a home. So if you're making both moves, now is a good time to do that, and we've got incredible value for you on both sides. All you've got to do is call or text 214-310-0008. You should have that phone number saved in your phone for anything you need related to real estate, 214-310-0008. Or you can go online, just like my son says,
DutchReminderTeam.com.
And like my daughter says,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at DutchReminderTeam.com.
And if you're at any way concerned with what's happening in the news, what's changing about commissions, what's changing about how agents are paid, or what you should or shouldn't do now, or when you should wait, and all those things, we would be thrilled to be an advocate for you, a leader, a guide, a source of quality local information. Call 214-310-0008 or go online to ToddTremonteTeam.com. If all else fails, Google us. We would love to be of value to you, to use our God-given gifts and ability to add value in your life, whether you're buying or selling or not. We are the Todd Tremonte Home Selling Team. You can find us online at ToddTremonteTeam.com.